This is the full moon meditation. With the moon in Libra from the French Alps. The movement towards the full moon today was very soft. We've been invited to gradually slow down, settle, and soften. We could notice a deep, quiet movement descending more and more into darker, possibly closed parts of our being, and just let things happen and settle. No attempt to enter or transform anything, just an invitation to be there and allow the process. This contrasted very strongly with the week preceding the full moon, since we had the spring equinox. So you may be able to feel now how much quieter, how much softer, how much more open you are. This full moon is in Libra. Libra is all about harmony, balance, to intense that atmosphere around you. That full moon, that shining disc of light, very pale tonight, in the starlit sky. That huge, white, soft presence inviting movements of harmonization and taking us towards the still point. Balance is about equilibrium and stillness. The stillness of Libra is this miracle of a moment when everything. Is in harmony for what? And if you go deep into that state, just take a plunge, you will enter a new place, a space that will widen and expand infinitely. That is the gift of this Libra full moon, this vast open space in which a presence can be felt that is far beyond what we have been able to perceive before. So there we are, in that amazing stillness of the night, with this open invitation to enter into a greater stillness and vastness than we have ever experienced before. Far beyond the obvious that full moon tells us about the universe and how it is constantly created and how it constantly expresses and manifests in an infinity of shapes and forms. Which the material world we live in is the densest expression. That full moon is quoted by Maki Maki, also tells us about the laws of the universe that keep that extraordinary, complex and yet simple beauty together. So you can sense around you the natural law and order of your life, life on Earth and beyond in the galaxy and far beyond in the entire universe. We are part of. So much perfection manifested in an infinity of forms of existence in various planes and dimensions. so much perfection in the full body system of every human being. The purest vessel. For the experience, the earthly experience of an embodied soul. As the full moon was rising a while ago, the sun had just set. Since the sun and moon are facing each other and opposing each other at the time, we call the full moon. And if the full moon tells us a lot about our human existence, about our embodiment and the extraordinary journey we have undertaken in this lifetime, at the time of the great shift, the sun currently in Aries tells us about our divine self, about our essence, about the uniqueness of our being here in accordance with the law of one. The sun is in Aries, is still permeated by his transit on a vernal point, which we also call the spring equinox, when days and nights are balanced and dark and light are balanced as well. The sun is still shining on that extraordinary stillness we experienced at the still point, another zero point, when we enter spring, or similarly autumn, 6 months later in a year. So there's the balance and the equilibrium and a gentle reminder of the sun shining over the whole of creation as we can perceive it from this earth plane. That all things, despite any appearance, are actually in balance altogether. and the sun cruising along through the sign of Aries, in preparation for the upcoming Easter celebration. Return of the light, and just now, in between the equinox and Easter, that full moon reflecting the light of the sun, and the sun in Aries, uniquely escorted by two planets on the same degree, Chiron and Venus. Chiron and Venus highlight specific aspects of our divinity, and they jointly bring about those qualities we have been feeling all day, beyond the appearance. Chiron feel the presence, feel the frequency and vibration in conjunction with the sun, reminding us of unity. In a very specific way, the healing of wounds, trauma, the healing of any pain of suffering, any loss or separation. Will be reunion with one. What Chiron is telling us tonight is, remember the self. Remember who you are. Remember you've never been separate from the source. You're being held in a tender embrace. You're being loved. So loved. Chiron telling us as well that what we experience is pain and suffering and separation. Is a reality on the plane where we experience it. Of course. Yet, those stumbling stones instantly turn to stepping stones when the attunement with the vibration of self is re-established. Suffering is due to disconnection, loss of meaning. This connection. In a way, since we have never been separate from the source, there's nothing to be healed. There's just oneness and wholeness and fullness of being. At the other end of the spectrum of our human experience, there is all the shapes and forms suffering can take in our lives and can be inflicted or endured. As a human being, in relation to other human beings, or to animals, or other realms of life. Yet, all suffering is resolved and dissolves instantly in one oneness, especially as tonight, for the full moon, Venus is present as well, together with the Sun and Chiron, and her magnetic presence, her loving being. A soft embrace. Will take us back to one. Sun, Chiron, and Venus. That extraordinary conjunction of the three planets. Reopening for us the gate of the realms of one and love. There's a gate, there's that initiation. Guidance provided the support. We can feel all that. And you can feel as well that there's no journey. Just this opening to being and that beingness, that quality of beingness that takes you to the presence and the vastness beyond the zero point. This is where we are now. This is what we can call home. The loving presence of Venus. Healing quality of oneness represented by Chiron are two flavors, colors of our divine being, highlighted currently in between the spring equinox and Easter. It's a highly charged, super empowering moment in which you can feel how much your individual destiny is intertwined with collective evolution. Going deeper into your heart, letting your heart dilate, expand further and further, gradually, until you feel you reach the balance point and beyond. Accessing a quality of beingness in which there's no question, no intention, nothing, just being. Being there. And that essential quality of beingness allowing you to impact and thereby to serve the collective evolution. With your unique talents and qualities. That loving presence that you are. Pacifying. Harmonizing. Any distortion or disturbance in you. That beautiful presence and oneness and the spark of light of Aries in which the scene is set. Chiron, Venus, together facing the radiant moon, the full moon, and that moment of stillness and clarity. During which horizon widens and more options become available. More options for the way things can evolve, the way you can evolve and move on than we thought they were. There are more options, and from that stillness, from that vastness and complete opening of our heart, we begin to perceive them more clearly. Our part and the collective co-creation is to create or regenerate rather the perfection of our being, the perfection of our love. Nothing else is needed. The purity of love goes distorted, altered, and now wants to be restored. That's it. So and the magnificence of this night of the full moon and presence of that moon just above our heads and the stunning starlit sky where Sirius close to the horizon on the west is also shining, sparkling. So where we are now in the stillness and beautiful presence of this loving, ever embracing Venus, Chiron, healing happens when I remember one. When I remember self, whenever I remember self, I am completely healed. And powerful presence of the sun facing the moon, the color of self now, the spark of light, the reminiscence. And the longing for one love, being, self. Until we remember now, forever, we are and always have been and will be one and love and being. So our next step will always be the right step. If we are guided enough to follow inner guidance rather than external guidance, our responsibility as a human being, as an awakening being, to only take the steps as they are guided. and the beauty of every single journey as it is designing itself step by step. When individuals choose to follow guidance and allow movement change transformations of any kind so they can best serve humanity. As they stand in their sovereign self, fully empowered, magnified, dignified, even though there's no knowing, there's no understanding. There's no clarity, complete trust that when guided or take a step, this will be the right step, no matter where it takes me, no matter what it makes me do or be. Feeling the double movement towards the earth and towards the sky. Settling more and more on this earth because it is the place of our fulfillment and accomplishment. And also feeling this lifting movement by which we reconnect and re-stabilize our connection with higher realms, higher dimensions. This first full moon in the spring season is a blooming and a grounding one. Feel the expansion in your heart, the opening, and how you can again and again breathe beyond the still point into that vastness of presence and feel how you can completely surrender to the earth. And to this experience on earth right now. Remember, all that you can see or feel or perceive is designed to best serve personal and collective evolution and the greatest purpose of all. Sit still, opening and opening more and more to the presence, the unknown, at this point, balance and opening, leaving behind all that was and no longer is. The unfolding of the new is happening as the old vanishes. Feel the love, feel the support, the kindness, and allow the process to complete. Give yourself the love, the presence, the kindness you deserve and need. To just sit still and be there and witness your own expansion, your own bloom. No understanding and knowing about the how things work, happen, or change. Just the marvel of things changing suddenly. Just sit for more, a few more breaths with the stillness, the perfection of that night. Until you are ready to go. And sleep. And dream. The next step. So you can be guided and take it. Thank you.